Hi, everybody. It's Michelle. Just giving you a heads up, not so much about this episode, which is amazing, especially to gear us up for the first month of the year to do the big things, make more money, be visible. But I want to give you a little heads up, an announcement. I posted this on LinkedIn today and wanted to, as I always say, put yourself out there. It's just as important to put something out there. So here it goes. Are you tired of being overlooked, underbooked, or even overshadowed by others in your space? You know, when you have that burning desire for something more, when you are so ready for your next big thing, but again, you feel unsure, uncertain, unclear, and unknown, especially as a mid-career woman in business. Well, that was me for years. You see, back on July 29th, 2015, yes, I know that date very well, I reignited a long ago dream from my 20s, which back then was to start my own PR consultancy. And I really wanted to get out there and do, in this day and age, a digital consultancy. But it took me 5 years to get there, which you've heard me say on other episodes in this podcast. I was faced with a long and winding road of wasted time, money, and sanity. And yes, I was a content addict, binging on content, courses, and credentials, thinking that was the answer. And it wasn't. Fast forward several years, I'd started to put myself out there a little bit locally, and by chance, I was asked to speak April 2019, and I created and delivered a presentation on a framework and a roadmap, and it went really well. And then the next day, I had the aha moment, Michelle, this is your way out. This is the clarity and all the things that you were looking for and you needed but couldn't find. So 6 weeks later, things started moving fast, and I put into motion the very thing I needed to get out there and fast track myself to my long awaited goal. That finally came in early 2020, February 1st to be exact. So at the time of this recording, that's 2 weeks from right now, which brings me to right now. Yes, my roadmap changed it all. It accelerated me to where I wanted to be. And now the vision is even more defined, aligned, and refined. And that's something that really hit me in my journey back in September of 2023. So what does this mean and why am I telling you this? Because as I always say, putting yourself out there is important. And again, I'm going to say this again, putting something out there, making something public is just as important. There's a story of Jim Carrey. 5 years before he got big, he wrote himself a check for $10 million. Where he came from, he grew up poor, from what the story says. They were living in a car, and so he knew it was his dream, and he had a vision. So he put it out there, and he wrote himself a check for $10 million, which before the 5 years was up, he was able to make good on that promise. No, I'm not writing myself a $10 million check, but I am putting something out there for 2 weeks from now. So when you put something out there, you make it known. You make it visible. You share your intentions. And that's what I'm doing right now, what I did with this post and to you, my awesome listeners. I guess that's a big tease, right? So as they say, watch this space. 2 weeks from now is February 1st on the podcast, which will come out a day earlier. I'm going to announce my new part of my journey. And no, I'm not leaving what I'm doing. It's only getting more defined, aligned, and refined. And I'm really excited to share that with you. So I just wanted to put this out publicly on the airwaves as much as I did in the feed of LinkedIn. And I'd love to hear from you. Have you ever had something that you've wanted so bad and just kind of felt stuck, have roadblocks? Tell me about it. Reach out to me on LinkedIn. Let me know. And of course, that is what I do for my clients to help them get out of their head, get unstuck, and get on their way for the bigger, better things they want to be thought leaders in their space, build that personal brand for your career, business, life you dream of and deserve. All right. So that's it. That's my proclamation for today. Tune in to this episode. Laura, my guest, is amazing. And this is a special shout out to my listeners who are women founders, B2B service providers, consultants. She knows her stuff. That's what she does. She has three tips to build the habit of courage. Gives us some high-level things about how to make more money. This episode is to find courage and to get more visible and to make money. Let me know what you think. Enjoy the show, and I'll be back next week. Take care, everybody. Hey there, it's the brand therapist, Michelle B. Griffin, and welcome to your weekly personal brand therapy session. As a certified personal brand and PR strategist, speaker, and author, I'm here to empower you to put yourself out there so you can find clarity, build visibility, and grow your industry authority. I'm super excited you're here. Now let's get going with today's session. Welcome back, everybody, to this week's session of Ask the Brand Therapist. I'm Michelle B. Griffin, and I have an amazing guest. Welcome to the show, Laura Cahill. It's really fitting today because we're going after the big things that we want. Start of the new year, we're 2 weeks into it. How many of us are actually doing those big things we want? Today's all about how to really own it, change it, and really learn how to bust through and build the habit of courage, do the big things. And this is a special shout out to my listeners, to women founders, B2B service providers, because Laura, who's specialized in this, so she's going to work it all together and help us get what we want. And for those who haven't met you yet, Laura, please tell us where you are, what you do, and who you help.
First of all, I have to say, for anyone who's watching this live, my jaw was literally like on the floor when we went live because I was watching your intro. And that was so freaking amazing. Incredible.
Yeah.
And I recognize many of the faces. So I feel like I'm in good company with some of your former guests. So hi, everyone. My name is Laura Cahill, and I am focused on helping consultants and professional service providers go after bigger contracts and work with those higher paying clients. Part of my desire to do this comes a lot from my own background and history, but it's really focused at the end of the day on rebalancing the scales of financial justice in favor of women. Because we know, I just got to go into this really quickly, we know from the research that women give more often to their philanthropic causes, but we don't have the financial leverage of our male counterparts. And so by helping women, you know, get the bag, earn the money, we really have the opportunity to make a real change in our communities, our capitals, our classrooms. And that is really what drives me, is I love to see women making really good money, you know, doing it with companies that really, really need them.
We're so aligned because you want them to make money. And before that, I want them to be like really visible, well-branded, standout, so they can get those opportunities and that financial outcome. Mm-hmm. So when we tie it all together, what is stopping it? And I think it's the word we're going to talk about and intertwine it with all the things you talked about is courage. Is that the fundamental problem and thing we need to work on?
I think developing the habit of courage, learning how to strengthen that muscle. I know we're going to talk about that today, and really leaning into the things that scare us, because most business problems, in my opinion, are actually personal problems in disguise. So while we have all created great goals for our year ahead, we've created our vision boards, we have a sense of what we want to do, the thing that is stopping us is often, not always, but often some form of fear in masquerading as a limiting belief. Who am I to go after bigger companies? Who am I to hit this revenue goal? Who am I to be, you know, like a CEO? You know, there's all kinds of stories we tell ourselves that just stop us before we ever get started. So learning how to actually lean into the fear and develop that habit of courage, can actually completely transform your year ahead.
This whole thing can be insert whatever it is for you, but for the sake of this topic, and because you and I want such bigger goals, visibility and financial justice for women, let's intertwine those things, because as a value exchange, money helps us know our value and give value and then just keep circling and growing, like as you said. So let's tackle that, because money mindset is a huge issue. It's really bad for women for whatever reason. We just need to know how to tackle it and get through it.
Well, one thing I want to say is if you ever grew up in a family where there wasn't enough money, money was always a cause of stress within the family unit, and money was therefore seen as a bad thing. Mm-hmm. Why would you ever want it?
Yep.
And why would you ever want to collect it? Because there's an ingrained learned habit that this is a stressor. So that's just something for everybody to consider when you're thinking about money, is like, where do my beliefs about this come from? Mm-hmm. And you know, money is such a loaded term. And when we talk about the value of things, it's such a loaded term. So the first way we can tackle it is, first of all, you want to make sure, and this is just really simple, you want to make sure that you are surrounded by people who are doing bigger things than you. Mm-hmm. It's really, you know, one of the best pieces of advice I always got when it was about building my business was someone said to me, you don't want to be the best player in the band. And I thought, what does that mean? And what I came to realize is that if I'm in a room, if I'm among my peers and I'm not learning anything because like I'm actually the one teaching everyone and you know, I'm the one with the big ideas, but nobody else is sort of like able to mirror that or acknowledge that, that doesn't help me expand. And that doesn't mm-hmm. show me the possibilities. One of the greatest things we can do is put ourselves in a position to be around people, whether those are peers, mentors, coaches, advisors, whatever it is, who have been where you want to go, and to learn from them. I would be very cautious who you take advice from, in particular if you're taking advice from your family, mm-hmm. because our family loves us very much, and they also have a vested interest in keeping us safe and to stay where you are, mm-hmm. because that's known. And like, even if we're miserable or we're not happy or we're dissatisfied, sometimes the known is safer than the unknown. And so the first thing I would encourage everybody to do when we're thinking about flexing that muscle of courage is go find the room, go find the advisors, go find the people who have done what you want to do and immerse yourself in them and immerse yourself in how they think and what they teach and what you can learn from them, because it will expand your limits.
So that also means get rid of the negative Nellies, the negative Neds, who you got to look around and have some awareness. Wow, let's assess this person next to me. Are they helping me? Are they at my level, a high, low? So, you know, yeah, mm-hmm. gently do it. But that's really true. I mean, as cliche as that, you're as good as the five people around you. And most people who are that little bit higher, they are very happy to help guide you because they've been there too. And that's, you know, hope. The hope is that we all pay it forward and backward and all that.
Absolutely. They are cheering on your success. You know, like mm-hmm. if you've ever had that friend or even just people, you know, in your sphere who kind of, when you talk about getting a big contract, say, how the hell did you do that? Like mm-hmm. kind of almost like incredulously, like you did that. Okay, mm-hmm. yeah. If you're meeting people like that, we need to find new people because exactly. that is not the attitude. The vibe we want to be under is with people who are like, oh, you just got your first 50K contract. I knew you could do it. Let's Love go it. For 100 next. Okay. So you want to be around those types of people and people who have achieved what you want. They're here. We're all standing on the shoulders of giants. Mm-hmm. Everyone is here to help lift us up, especially if they're above us, they're here to help. So I encourage you to find groups and people and communities mm-hmm. where you can get lifted up. Now there's another sort of important aspect of all of this, which is that your stuff, whatever your stuff is, and you may not know what your stuff is, it's going to get triggered as hell as you start doing messy. This.
Yes.
It's going to get messy. And you're going to be like, I have run out of time in the day to do mm-hmm. the one thing that I know I should be doing. Now, my clients know that the most important activity we can do in our business is business mm-hmm. development. Mm-hmm. It's not, in my opinion, dancing on TikTok. It is not overwhelming ourselves with endless marketing activities. Marketing is important. Mm-hmm. However, business grows through business development and through relationship building. And a lot of times people can be really scared to do that stuff because they don't know what to say. They're not mm-hmm. sure how to do it. They don't want to appear pushy. Those are, by the way, those are just stories. None of that is necessarily true. So what mm-hmm. I would encourage everyone to do is you don't have to master business development tomorrow. All you have to do is begin to flex this muscle that you may never have flexed by just taking one small step. It is one small step. The other thing that matters is consistency. You don't have to do big things every day or big things once a year, but you do have to do a little bit consistently. And that little bit consistently, it's like compound interest. If that's the thing, is small steps consistently done. And I mean micro.
That's exactly what I talk about in my PYOT framework, the power and the payoff of putting yourself out there. I'll link in the show notes because that's micro impressions, nano steps get us there. So is that number two in the three ways to form the habit? Number one is surround yourself by people ahead of you. Number two is realize it just takes small things to do consistently. What is the third thing, Laura?
I want everyone to consider that every time you set a goal, so if you have created a vision board or you have just set your goals for the year ahead, every time we set a goal, we either consciously or unconsciously set a corresponding challenge. When I work with my clients, a lot of my clients are working on building $250,000 businesses, $250,000 plus consulting businesses. If you are setting a goal, a financial goal of any kind, you are also at the same time choosing your challenges. So I want everyone to be very aware. We only grow at the border of support and challenge. And so we have to be aware that in pursuit of those goals, those things that are going to help our life, we also are going in pursuit of overcoming certain challenges at the same time. And we cannot deny that. We have to say yes to it all and understand that only by overcoming those challenges, only by leaning in to what really scares us, to that thing we have desperately been avoiding or hiding from, that we will actually get where we want to go. I tell people, choose your challenges, choose your hard, choose the thing that you feel is going to suck. It's probably not going to suck as much as you think. It's probably not going to be as hard as you think. A lot of that is built up in our minds more than it is actually in the action of doing it. And I can tell you that it is not, and obviously I cannot speak for everybody.
Yeah.
But I can tell you that it is not always as it appears.
Yes. So watch out. So you just got to figure out what's true to you and almost don't go after what's someone else's goal is. It has
exactly.
to be
what is your goal and why do you actually want it? Okay. Why does it matter? Why do you care? Why are you willing to do this? When you have those kind of like reasons, you're going to show up and do it.
And that's what you want to strive for. And that's what I teach my clients in my roadmap is the first step in my brain GPS is your purpose. You know, passion is one thing, but when you tie it to a purpose, your reason for being, the thing that gets you up out of bed and keeps you going, when you hone in on that, it is your brand's North Star and it keeps you on track. So absolutely do that. So those three steps are be surrounded by people who are way kind of ahead of you and the best way to keep you growing. Number two, to get that growth, it doesn't have to be big. Small things consistently add up like compound interest, which I say all the time about personal branding as well. And number three, your goals and your challenges should match. So these are exactly how to flex that muscle, build the courage that helps us do the big things. Let's really hone in on some high-level things to help women service providers, women founders, consultants really go after this year and make more money.
So I think it is really important that people understand the market that they're going after and the problems they solve. And I know that sounds maybe very facile, but we need to truly understand who is my market and what are the problems I'm solving for them. Entrepreneurs typically at a certain level do not like to specialize because they feel that if they specialize, they are going to lose potential business. This is wrong. It is just flat out wrong. What is true is that we are not Oprah. We are not a major multi-million dollar organization, and we don't have time to do sales and marketing to everybody on the planet. So we have got to hone in on our message, understand that specialization pays a premium, and that if people come to you from outside of your market and they want to work with you, you can always work with them. But specializing on what you do and who you do it for will make your marketing go further and will actually help you stand out from the sea of people mm-hmm. who don't want to do that because they perceive that they will lose out. In fact, it is the narrowing yes. that is the path to freedom.
I call this the narrow lane approach because when you say niche, people freak out and start saying all this stuff, but I'm 100% with you. People don't search, you know, generic terms. They need more narrow to find their actual people. Even more so this year is even more important with AI. Flooding of the market and all the garbage out there, specialized is key. So what are some of the other high level things? And then we're going to ask you your actual tip, Laura, to really get out there, build that courage, make that money this year.
The other thing I would say is that people often, when we talk about pricing, Devin talked about like, well, what am I worth? And this is the wrong question to be asking. I believe that the quality of our lives is based on the quality of the questions we ask ourselves. And so we have to ask ourselves better questions. So instead of asking, what am I worth? Because first of all, you are priceless. Mm-hmm. So that's not even the question. I want you to ask yourself, what is the value of what the problem I solve worth to the client? Instead of making it about me, it's not about me. I have a client recently who she just got a $30,000 a month retainer. How did she get a $30,000 a month retainer? Because we focus on the value to the client. And if you're solving $10 million problems for people, then $30,000 a month is not actually that much money to solve a $10 million problem. Mm-mm. I just would ask everyone to sort of like reframe it. Instead of it making it about me, make it about them and the value it is to our client. The bigger the problems you solve, the more it is worth in the marketplace.
Value is everything. That's what money is, exchange of value. And so take you out of the equation and then it's less personal. Those are great things to pump us up. Laura, a woman in business, founder, service provider, wants to get the courage. What's one thing you really would say, start here, do this now?
I want to tell everybody to commit to yourself this year by choosing to focus on what you want to do this year. Focus on one thing you want to do this year and one thing you really want to dig in and commit to and do really, really well. And by really well, I don't mean it has to be 100% every single day. Some days, let's face it, we've got lives. We have children. We have families. We have things going on. You're not always going to be able to give 100%. So instead, I want you to focus on, if I can only give 50% today, how can I give 100% of 50% today? How can I give my best of whatever is available to me today? And by focusing on just one thing that you want to do, in the next 365 days, you will see things turn around. The challenge here is not giving in to shiny objects. We typically run towards a shiny object at the moment when the newness and the dopamine effect of something new has worn off. And we are now in the messy middle. And when we don't, nobody wants to be in the messy middle. It's hard to be in the messy middle. You know, you're sitting there, you're still working through it. It's taking time. You're not seeing immediate results. That is a hard place to be. Every single day, stick with it. Don't give up. Stay focused. Stay consistent.
Where can people follow you and learn more about what you do, Laura?
So if you want to follow me, you can obviously find me on LinkedIn. Look for Laura Khalil. You can also find me over at my website, which is bravebydesign.net. I have a masterclass there that's all about finding higher paying B2B clients. If that's something you're interested in, go check it out. And I am also rarely on Instagram, but my account there is I am Brave by Design.
I'll put all those links in the show notes so they can connect with you and learn from you. Thank you again, Laura, for being on the show and helping us build the habit of courage to be more visible, make more money, and do big things this year and beyond.
Thank you.
All right, everybody. That's another session wrapped. Keep putting yourself out there. You have a brand to build, a message to share, and people to impact. We'll catch you next week. Take care. That's a wrap for today's brand therapy session. Are you ready to get visible and build your personal brand? then head on over to thebrandtherapist.io and grab my free resources to get unstuck and get going today. And until next time, thanks for listening.